Syed Syed grew up in Kashmir, a mountainous region of the Indian subcontinent where Hindus and Muslims once lived in peace. All that changed after India's independence from Britain and the creation of a predominantly Muslim Pakistan in 1947, when frictions between the two religious communities and their rival claims to Kashmir erupted into violence. In 1947, Syed's father took him to a meeting with Mahatma Gandhi, India's beloved champion of nonviolent social change, during the Hindu leader's only trip to Kashmir. Syed, then just 6 years old, remembers the meeting vividly.
Mahatma Gandhi was so pained to see what was happening in India and Pakistan. And he said that I look towards Kashmir and see a ray of hope. And I hope that the role of Kashmir would be to promote peace, understanding in the whole subcontinent. Mahatma Gandhi's statement and the appreciation of role of the Muslims in Kashmir was certainly something that I was inspired by.
Syed came to the U.S. in 1974, one of thousands of Muslim students then flocking to the West in pursuit of higher education and advanced degrees. But Syed already had a keen sense of his life's mission, to advocate for tolerance and interreligious harmony through peaceful dialogue. He became active in organizing newly arrived Muslim students, founding and leading the first Muslim Student Association in the U.S. and Canada. In 1984, after earning his Ph.D. in sociolinguistics and becoming a U.S. citizen, Syed helped engineer the transformation of the Muslim student group into the Islamic Society of North America.
From the very beginning, our whole program was, in a sense, an interfaith program. Many of the activities that we had, whether it was Friday prayer or whether it was a Sunday school, we started from the generous offers given to us by people of other faiths.
Syed's interfaith dialogues included Baptists, Catholics, and Protestants. But the major breakthrough, Syed says, was with the Jewish community.
With the Jewish community, the problem was the issue of Israel and Palestine. We told our Jewish leaders and friends that it is very critical that Muslim community in America, which is growing, and the Jewish community should be brought closer so that they can appreciate and respect each other.
Syed recalls that his efforts to involve Muslim Americans in interfaith dialogues paid off in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
It's amazing how our colleagues from other faiths are equally disturbed and upset about these extremist misrepresentation of Islam. So that gives us confidence that darkness can be fought by knowledge and education.
Syed says the 9/11 attacks created deep suspicions among non-Muslim Americans, but they also gave American Muslims new incentives to work with other faiths to dispel their misconceptions about Islam and to recognize what he calls the common legacy of all faiths.
It took us some time, and it will take more time, to invite people of other faiths to the commonalities with Islam, the common message of these Abrahamic faiths, to help everybody understand that all of us are monotheists, all of us coming from Abrahamic faiths have so much common legacy.
Syed Syed says a lot of work remains to be done to address the hatred, bigotry, and ignorance that still divide communities of faith and that still spark bloody conflicts around the world, including in his own native Kashmir. And Syed, now a frequent guest on international news broadcasts, says that's why he plans to continue his lifelong mission as a leader and a teacher, promoting a peaceful role for Islam and helping to bridge the gulf between America and the Muslim world. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak, VOA News in Washington.